Your support is important to Living on Earth. Donate today by pressing the donate link on the left of this page. Every bit helps. And thanks.
Crows and ravens are birds of a feather. They're the same genus, Corvus, and to borrow a punchline from comedian Rodney Dangerfield, both don't get no respect. But there are differences between crows and ravens, and in this bird note, Michael Stein tells us how to tell them apart.
You're outside enjoying a sunny day when a shadow at your feet causes you to look up. A large black bird flies over and lands in a nearby tree. You wonder, is that a crow or a raven? These two species, common ravens and American crows, overlap widely throughout North America, and they look quite similar. But with a bit of practice, you can tell them apart. You probably know that ravens are larger, the size of a red-tailed hawk. Ravens often travel in pairs, while crows are seen in larger groups. Also, watch the bird's tail as it flies overhead. The crow's tail feathers are basically the same length, so when the bird spreads its tail, it opens like a fan. Ravens, however, have longer middle feathers in their tails, so their tail appears wedge-shaped when open. Listen closely to the bird's calls. Crows give a cawing sound, but ravens produce a lower croaking sound.
Quoth the raven, now you know. Our bird note was narrated by Michael Stein. For photos and more info, flock to our website, loe.org. Just ahead, the deadly history and lethal legacy of a vital Cold War element, uranium. Keep listening to Living on Earth.
Support for the Environmental Health Desk at Living on Earth comes from the Cedar Tree Foundation. Support also comes from the Richard and Rhoda Goldman Fund for coverage of population and the environment, and from Gilman Ordway for coverage of conservation and environmental change. This is Living on Earth on PRI, Public Radio International.